All Flex No Dex is an adult podcast. If you compared us to movie ratings, we'd be rated R. See episode notes for details. Hey guys, real quick before the episode starts, this is Tony. I was wanting to let you guys know that this episode we had a whole bunch of mic issues and various hangups and things that we're trying to fix in the process of recording. So the audio isn't the best. Just bear with us. Next episode will sound a lot better. We got new mics and we're still in the process of installing them and figuring out where to record. Thank you so much and enjoy the episode. Hello and welcome back to Epia. We are All Flex, No Dex, an actual play 5e D&D podcast. Today we have with us Nicole.
Hi everybody, I'm Nicole and I'll be playing Dinsbeet the Mage, who really, really hopes that he does not get carried off by a giant ass eagle.
And Jasper.
I'll be playing Zenizari.
Squaw! I'm gonna say, what you mean is. Or screech, whatever eagles do. I've never practiced an eagle noise.
I can't make my actual eagle noise because it'll break your guys' ears and I'm indoors.
Probably break the mics too. Appreciate it if you didn't. And Zach.
Hey everybody, I'm Zach. I'll be playing Dandelion. Totally happy that I pulled yet another dragon out of the bag.
Last time in Appia, the party took a rest, Dandy read some riveting stories about a dwarf and his beard, and the party continued on their trek to the deep depth mines. On the way, they found a pack herd of deer eating what looked to be large pickles. After Blitzwing successfully took down a buck, Dandy pulled a black tea dragon named Ezric from the bag of safe places, and Zenizari cracked another egg from Mr. Moose. Egg polymorphed her into a giant eagle, and that is where we are now.
Don't forget about Ipon.
Ipon did make a stop in the middle of the night during that rest that you took, and bestowed some gifts upon Dinsby. Dinsby, did you tell anybody that Ipon stopped by?
Technically, no. If we're going by what was said.
It's a mystery. Dandy and Dinsby, Zena Eagle, just flew up into the air with Mr. Moose and the T-Dragons.
Does Zen notice the new black one? Black dragon?
No, you're an eagle. You're too excited.
Zen will just be flying around, diving to the ground and going back up and doing weird tricks, being all excited.
Dinsby and Dandy, do you guys just watch her do some aerial acrobatics?
Dinsby will watch for a minute and then kind of lose interest, and because he knows that the transmutation's gonna last for, or the polymorph's gonna last for a while, Dinsby will tell Dandy that it's most likely polymorph and that it'll wear off in about an hour, probably. Hopefully, Zenizari's not in the air when that happens.
Well, this will be interesting.
Zenizari, you have the boots of frontin' and stuntin', don't you?
Yes.
Well, you could roll your acrobatics and do some aerial acrobatics to make yourself intimidating looking.
Ooh. Okay. Let's see.
You try to flex as an eagle.
Eagle flex.
Eagle flex. Hiya. Acrobatics. Da-da-da-da-da-da. Evil laughter. Natural 20 with plus 5, so 25. Yeah.
So this is with acrobatics. So tell me how you are intimidating and imposing while flying around. Like, do you soar around the sky like a bird of prey doing dive drops?
I'll be soaring around as I do my dive drops. I'll spin, do a couple of spins mid diving down, and I'll bring my claws out and I'll just snap at the ground and go right back up, doing a couple flips in the air and just calling really loud, show my dominance, and land on the ground with my arms out or wings out and just like puff up and just be like, ah!
So that happens. If the deer were still anywhere around, they are miles away now. Everything in the vicinity is terrified of you.
Jinsbeet will watch the aerial display, and then once Zenizari drops to the ground and puffs up, then Jinsbeet will clap his hands and be like, ooh, yay, good job. That was awesome.
Zen is very happy. She'll put her wings away and just stand there proudly like, I did it.
The mounts don't like you. They're a little scared.
Jinsbeet will try to calm Prancy Feet.
Roll of animal handling. I roll animal handling for your dog as well.
Mr. Goose will be with me, and then Fireclaw will land on Mr. Pudding and try to calm him down. And be like, it's fine. Creature talk, whatever.
What abilities is your tea dragon using? You can say her own goddamn dragon. Your dragon's a murderer, right? Your dragon doesn't even have calm emotions. It's all aggressive now. He's tainted Blitzwing. Now he thirsts for blood. He has a taste for it now.
I actually just pulled out Blitzwing in black form. Just
yeah. But Blitzwing's mutated now. It's grown teeth. He didn't have teeth before. It's like a shark.
Fireclaw will cast Calm Emotions and comfort Mr. Pudding.
Okay.
While Zen will probably notice that there is another tea dragon and immediately try to investigate.
You roll a save for Pudding because they get a save. That was an utter failure, though. So yeah, Mr. Pudding immediately calms down.
I got a dirty 20.
Also, the reason why I was wanting Zenizari to look it up, because each of the tea dragons do have their own set of abilities. So not all the tea dragons have the same abilities. They also have different saves. You got a dirty 20?
Yeah.
I rolled a 5 for calming down Prancy Beat.
Let me see if Dice Christ favors you. He does, kinda. There are some trees sporadic. Like one or two here, and then maybe like 150 yards away, there's like two or three more. There's no forests or cusps of trees here, so there's trees, just not a lot.
Is there one that's maybe like 60 to 100 feet away?
Sure.
Okay. I'll take Prancy Feet over there, walking away from Zenizari, and kind of see if walking a little bit will help. Oh, especially away from Zenizari, will help calm him down a little bit.
Yeah, prancing him away from the giant predator bird will get him to calm a little bit. You can visibly see that he's not as agitated.
Okay, and then I'll tie him to the tree for the time being.
Okay. What are you doing with Ezric?
Ezric is going to go ahead and go on my shoulder like, neat! I'm going to go ahead and... Do I see the giant eagle coming towards us?
No, it's already right next to you, staring at the dragon.
Already there.
You and Dinsby watched the whole display already. That's you. You watched Zenbird land and puff up and then lock eyes with you.
Is it survival or animal handling that would tell me what irritates birds?
Animal handling.
Is a 19?
What irritates birds?
Loud, sudden noises, but normally birds don't have an 8 intelligence, so...
Yeah, this is a really smart bird. You could try to spook it.
Well, I'm trying to go based off of the fact that Ben is now a bird, so whatever goes ahead...
I'm still me!
Yeah, Dinsby told you that.
Throw your hands on, like, ha! Ha! Try to scare it away like you would a bear, I guess. You rolled intimidation at disadvantage.
Oh. So, generally speaking, birds hate strong smells, shiny objects, and predators.
Okay.
I don't know what my predator would be, but...
Not already a predator.
I am Apex.
Yeah, I'm like, you're talking to Apex Predator. Dragon, now bird.
You can roll an intimidation check at disadvantage, but you have to tell me what you're doing. And then Zenizari might eat you.
Fourteen for intimidation.
Okay.
And what I'm going to do is I'm actually going to pick up one of those pickles off the ground. Ah!
Wave the pickle at the giant eagle.
Yes.
Then that happens. It's not scary. So Zen, that's happening. Dandy's waving a pickle at you vigorously, seeming like he's trying to be scary.
Zen's just gonna cock her head, be like, what? Like, very confused, and then come closer to him and just puff my wings out and caw, and then pick up the black dragon and go walk it over to my fire claw. I feel like they're friends now.
So you attempt to do that.
Yes, I attempt.
What happens is that you knock Dandy over, you just bull him over. Blitzwing will actually jump off of his shoulder and fly away from you because you're a fucking predator. And it's going to go fly over to Dinsby.
Blitzwing's flying to me, or the new one?
The new one. I'll be very sad, and I will gesture at Fireclaw, and then back at the other one, and see if Fireclaw can go get him.
Fireclaw's confused. What do you... Fireclaw doesn't speak eagle. How are you...
I'm just looking at Fireclaw and like small little quiet yeah like noise, so it's not like super loud.
Fireclaw will fly over to you and cast calm emotions on you.
What's the save? No wait, I know the save. What do I roll?
It's the save for the spell calm emotions. I'm not sure offhand. Hold on.
Oh, I just yeah, the calm emotions is over here.
Choose not to save. You want the assistance.
Okay, I guess I'll just not save. I'm just going to be upset and I'm going to take off into the sky and just fly.
Well, you won't be upset if you have calm emotions cast on you. You feel great.
I feel great. I'm going to go fly again and then re-get distracted by the new black dragon later.
Yeah, you'll be upset later.
That's, yeah, this is a future Zenizari problem. Right now, I can fly, and I'm gonna go fly in one direction, really far, and come back. I don't know. I'm just flying around, and I'll just use my keen eyes and look at stuff from above.
Ezric will come flying over to you, Dinsby, as you're tying up your mount. He'll come and land on your mount, and turn around and hiss at the giant eagle.
I'll put my hand out to the little black dragon and be like, I know, buddy, it'll be over soon.
Kind of looks like just a very tiny version of the dragon from How to Train a Dragon.
Oh, Toothless.
Yeah.
Aww, so cute.
Curls up and his head cocks back and he looks at you and looks at your hand, and like one paw comes out and like paws at your hand. And then we'll slowly walk onto you. Go ahead and add. Last episode, you were asking about find familiar.
Yeah.
Sea dragons can be familiars.
Sweet, but I still have to cast the spell, right?
Correct. You can cast the spell as a ritual.
Right. I did see that.
So is that what you want to do now?
Zen is off doing Zen things. Yeah, I want to sit down and ritual cast find familiar.
Ezric will be very curious of what you're doing. So he'll kind of like, he'll hop on your shoulder and then hop down and like walk around you and like look, trying to look at your face to see what you're saying and be very curious like a obnoxious cat. Meanwhile, Dandy, what are you doing? You have a pickle in your hand.
I do, but it's not working, so.
The pickle's not working.
I'm going to roll my survival to try and prepare the deer.
You feel magical energy from this pickle.
I do?
Yeah.
Dinsbeat's going to tell Dandy before he goes into this ritual casting, like, hey, I'm casting a ritual for a little bit. It'll be about an hour.
Yeah, yeah, okay. Puts the pickle and puts it in his mouth like a cigar. Bite of it and keeps it there.
Okay. It smells of vinegar. And it's faint green and gold and aura. It looks like a really nice and big pickle. When you eat it, you take a bite, regain 8d4 plus 8 hit points.
If I had that to lose, I'd be happy.
As well as any expended spell slots below third level.
Holy moly! How many of these things are there?
I have to look around. You're busy. It also removes any exhaustion you're suffering. And are you affected by any diseases or poisons?
Nope.
Do you fornicate a lot, Dandy? If so, those problems are no longer an issue to you. For the time being.
Then we don't have to answer that right now.
All of those are going in the bag of holding. All of them.
The normal bag of holding.
Bag of safe places is a safe place to hide mushrooms and pickles and dragons and zombies. All sorts of stuff.
I don't have the bag of safe places, so.
Does? Dandy does.
I do.
I have a regular bag of holding.
Anyways, Dandy's going to go ahead and he feels great. And so now he's going to prepare this deer for everybody.
Are you going to gather up more pickles first, or are you going to start preparing the deer?
I was going to start preparing the deer.
Okay, survival check.
That is a 19.
Yeah. Do you have a knife?
I have my dagger of warning.
Okay, yeah.
And Dandy is very particular about this. He goes ahead and takes off his outer layer of clothes, rolls up his sleeves very nicely. He goes ahead and prepares everything, so that way he's not getting excess blood on him.
Tries as best as he can to not be messy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, can I say, like, halfway through this, Dandy feels like an earthquake behind him. And when he turns around, I'm just there, cocked my head sideways, very intrigued in what's happening, because I'm hungry.
For sure. It takes a while to field dress something, especially when you're by yourself. And Dandy mm-hmm. is small. So, yeah, as you're neatly cleaning this deer and field dressing it, you do feel a thump behind you, and there is a giant eagle staring at you.
I'd imagine that it takes a while. Would that mean the hour is up by that time? Or
no. Like, you've just started the whole gutting process. Nah. The Dinsbeat's ritual casting is, like, almost finished.
Okay.
Because that's only 10 minutes, right?
An hour.
Oh, it's an hour?
Yeah.
Okay, well, that's not finished yet, but...
Okay, just look up. It's not ready yet.
Like me trying to be quiet.
You keep field dressing the deer, and you... About the time you're almost finished with it, Zenizaria will poof back into dragonborn form. And Dinsby, your ritual casting will complete. When it finishes, you're like crisscross applesauce sitting in the grass. You kind of get lost in yourself doing your chant and your casting and all that. And when you finish the spell and it's complete, you open your eyes and you're doing that head bump like we do with our kids, but you're doing it with Ezric.
Aww.
Andy is finishing field dressing the deer and getting all done. Do you, now that you're back in dragonborn form, do you help Dandy chopping up the meat and getting it prepared for travel? There's far more than what you guys could eat in one sitting.
Yeah, I'll help Dandy with that. And be slightly sad at the same time.
The meat that we can't currently eat for today can go into my bag of holding, where it will be in stasis.
Boop, 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 boop. You got some deer meat.
And then start throwing pickles in there.
Yeah, start picking up all the pickles.
So roll me an investigation check. Somebody, whoever's gathering pickles.
I'm definitely gathering pickles. Once Dandy tells me what it did.
I'll help gather as well.
But somebody roll investigation with the help of action.
I have a +4 to investigate.
I have a +5.
I'll give you an advantage, Dinsbeat.
Well, that should be Zen. She has a higher investigate.
Okay.
Yeah, just one of you roll with help.
Okay.
Go, Zenizari!
Go, go, go! 19.
In this field, there's a whole bunch of half-eaten pickles, and it looks like once they've started being eaten, they lose their magical energy. Like, you gather up a whole bunch, but the other casters, when you guys get a hold of it, Dinsby and Dandy, you feel like the magical energy is faded from it. They're not really giving off that kind of pulse of arcane. However, you do find three, they're called Holy Gherkins. That are still whole and usable. You also find there's several patches of mushrooms here. You can gather up 4 of them. They're emitting magical energies as well. If you guys want to try to identify one, either take a bite or roll me a nature check.
I'll eat one if no one wants to roll.
I have a +4 on nature.
I have a +3, so.
I have a +5.
Go, Dandy, go! I'll give you a help action. I'll look at them with you.
That is a 23.
Jesus. Okay. So these are... I'll tell you as soon as... Yeah, there we go. These mushrooms are called thaumophage mushrooms. Thing about these are wild magic mushrooms. If one of the mushrooms are eaten, you roll a d6. On a 4 or higher, you regain 2d8 hit points and gain back 1d4 spell slots, second level or lower. On a 3 or lower, you must roll on the short-term madness table.
Oh.
1d4 random monsters of CR1 or lower appear in front of you.
Oh, no.
Someone gonna stop me from eating them then? I didn't eat it yet, but I want to.
Yeah, Dandy will definitely stop you.
Yeah, Dinsby will also stop you. In fact, we're over here looking at these mushrooms, and we're like, oh, we know what these are, and we hide them. We should hide them from Zenizari.
As Zenizari's like, oh.
No! How much weight in deer meat should I add to my bag of holding? Like 100 pounds? 50 pounds?
I was thinking 100 pounds.
Okay.
They were chunky deer. You guys are eating some now, but Dandy is a bard and not a butcher. So it's not exactly that. Like, even though you rolled a really good survival check, it's still not the best work.
Oh, come on. I'm a jack of all trades.
No. So.
Jackal.
They were thick on these holy gherkins, so 100 pounds of meat during a field dressing, I would say, is fair. I don't know, some hunters might argue otherwise, but that's where we're at. My world, do what I want.
What?
It's a really fat deer.
Antlers.
Oh, because it was a buck. 3 points. So one horn had 2 points on it, and then there's 1 point on the other. This is a youngin'.
Oh, that's what that means?
Yeah, it's how many points the deer has on their horns.
I thought it was when you say it was how many points is one side, not the total. I guess I was wrong. Zenizari will take the antlers and put it in her bag.
Are you taking them from Dandy? Because I think Dandy was taking them.
Yeah, I was just adding them.
We'll ask Dandy if I can have them.
You both reach for the horns. Well, Dandy has the horns in his hands, and then Zanazari reaches for it. Can I have that?
I guess. Yeah.
Zanazari is just bullying Dandy today. Like, dragon, give me the dragon. Fuck
if
you.
If he said no, I would have just not taken it, but he said he guesses. It's his character's decision. I'm being very nice about it when I ask.
Nice for Zenizari.
Yeah.
Very intimidating smile. Even though I'm just trying to be happy about it.
Dandy goes and holds the antlers behind him and he goes, how do we use our manners?
Can I please have them?
Ah, there we go. Civilized life entering the wilds. Gives you the antlers.
I immediately and walk away. Just make the noise. I don't actually throw up.
Grand total, you guys find 3 holy gherkins, and you find 4 fully developed and usable thaumophage mushrooms, both of which you can find in your inventory.
Awesome.
Well, you should.
The mushrooms are there.
Okay. I was going to say, fucking words of D&D Beyond if they deleted my other homebrew shit.
They keep doing that.
Well, either they did it or I did it. It's just as likely that I fucked up, but I want to blame them. It's never my fault.
Somebody remind me how many holy gherkins?
3.
Okay. Do we want to put them in the bag of holding so that in case when we pick them, there, because it might be when we pick them, the magic starts to fade. So if we put them into stasis, that may hold that off.
That sounds like a good idea.
Okay. In the bag of holding. And then the mushrooms. Did we want to take any of those?
Dandy would like to.
What? You gather in wild magic items?
Yeah.
What?
Like, that's something I'm really interested in.
Is it my turn to pull from the bag? I saw Dandy do it. Now I want to do it.
Dinsbeed is not going to take any mushrooms.
Like, it's all you, Dandy.
Woo!
Gonna have us mushroom stew later. We're gonna feel great.
Oh my goodness.
Zenizari, are you pulling from the bag of safe places?
Yes, I'll ask Dandy if I can.
Oh, you asked. Well, yes, of course you can.
Oh, Dinsby's going 60 feet away.
Roll me a d6 then.
Yeah, it's not going to be anything good. It never is, but we'll find out. Dos.
Been something good a couple of times.
Every time I've pulled from the bag, it hasn't been good.
You got your dragon that way.
No, I stole it from...
Yeah.
I rolled a natural 20 on my animal handling, so I stole it.
Oh, yeah.
I got a 2.
Okay, so you reach into the bag, and you feel something solid rub against the palm of your hand, and when you grab a hold of it, it kind of feels like the pommel of something.
All right, I will pull it out.
You pull it out, and it's a sword. And as you pull it out, the handle's bizarre. So the guard that protects your hand, where the blade beats the handle,
mm-hmm.
is actually a open mouth duck.
Ooh.
All 3 of you can roll me an arcana check to correctly identify this.
Dirty 20.
15.
19.
So this is known as a sword of duck summoning.
So excited. Oh my god. Okay.
Why don't you look that up in your inventory?
I'm going to. Working on it.
Captain Azari has a duck sword now. Oh, Zen, roll me a percentage dice.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Scrolling.
Thanks. Oh, it's gonna be fun.
Want to read out loud to the rest of the class what the sword does?
This sword has three charges. As an action, you can expend one charge to summon D6 worth of ducks. It recharges, it gains the three charges per day. I can summon ducks. Distraction, ducks.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. It could be a distraction, I guess. Does it count as a magical weapon?
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh. Magical it's an sword. Uncommon weapon. Oh, it's a finesse weapon. Neat.
Moving on?
Yeah, moving on. Get back on the mounts and keep going.
As you guys are trucking along, the game, it's moving on in the end of the day, and it's getting on towards evening time. Along your path, going in the opposite direction of you, you guys see what looks to be maybe an older human and a orc traveling on horseback, talking with each other.
Hail them.
As you're getting closer, it seems like they're locked in conversation. And the orc says, Hog, fuck rock. And the old man says, no, Hog, one does not fuck a rock. How many times do I have to tell you this? You don't... The rocks, Clog. Have you seen a rock? And the orc, apparently is named Clog, says, but... Clog? Fuck rock. And the older man goes, God. God. You hail him, and he goes, huh? Oh, there. Finally. Someone with some intelligence.
James Beat will kind of be like, okay. Hi, friends.
My esteemed colleague here, his name is Clog Stonebreaker. And you see it's a full-blooded orc, and he has kind of a stooped posture. Even while he's sitting, he has grayish skin, and his face is kind of smushed, like it's been hit in the face of the frying pan a little too many times. And he does have big, long tusks jutting from his bottom jaw.
Okay.
My name is Tim. Shout out to Aaron Knox and Jacob Lord for the names for these characters.
Heyo. Well met, friends. I'm Dinsbeat. This is Zen Azari, and this is Dandelion.
Clog kind of happily nods and says, ah, Clog have friends. No friends or rocks? And Tim audibly sighs, Clog, they're not rocks. Keep it in your pants, man.
Probably why they call him Stonebreaker.
Hey.
For those of you not looking at the video right now, Tony's giving the finger guns.
I think Zach just choked on water.
Right. Dinsbeat is just going to smile placatingly.
And we'll say, where are you traveling to?
We are going to Deep Depths Mines.
Well, it is a long journey, but not too much farther from here. You're getting close. We wish you have camp with us.
Hold on, have you been there before?
Oh, yes, of course.
Oh, how much farther?
I would say another 3-4 days, perhaps. Dinsby, roll me an insight check.
Oh, okay.
Everyone can roll me a perception check.
Dinsby believes him wholeheartedly. Nothing abnormal here.
I got a 10.
Out of 15.
Everyone besides Dinsby, the mountains are right fucking there. They camp tonight, and after a full day's travel tomorrow, you'll probably get there. You're not sure what speed this old man's traveling at, but it's a slow speed, apparently.
All right. Yeah, sure. We will make camp with you, and it's good to have company.
Ah, excellent. Clog, fetch the door. Clog goes, Clog, fetch door. Clog, not fuck door. I would hope you wouldn't. Clog goes over, and on the side of his horse is a large, what looks to be a scroll case. He pops it open and pulls out this 3-foot rod. And he sets it on the ground, and there's a little hook that he puts his finger in, and he pulls it up, kind of like a projector screen. And so he pulls it up, and then it looks like paper, but as soon as he pulls it to its full length, it begins to solidify and turns into a door. Tim walks over to it, a knob pops out from the door, and he turns the door and opens it, and inside is a fully furnished house.
Hmm.
Come inside, friends.
Arcana check.
Sure.
Natural 20.
Yeah, that's certainly fucking magical. It looks like a larger and more sophisticated version of what your bag of holding is. Leave it that way. Whatever this is creates an extra-dimensional space that is fully furnished. There's some spells that do this as well. This is just attached to this item.
Could he trap us in there?
Anything's possible? Roll the magic, so... Yeah? If he has some sort of magic set up to where he can arcanely lock the door. But it wouldn't take much more than something like a knock spell to open it again. Or just destroy the door.
I will ask... It was Tim, right?
Not Tim, but Tim!
Oh, okay. Dinsby will ask Tim.
Ah, yes. Dinsby, correct?
Yes, Dinsby. From inside of there, will we be able to keep an ear out for our horses if anything were to happen to them?
Oh, I would assume, yeah.
You would assume?
Oh, yes.
What do you do with your horses at night?
Oh, I leave them here. Sometimes they're gone, sometimes they're here. I just summon them again. You summon your mounts, don't you?
No.
Ah.
They are non-magical mounts.
Is this... He leans closer. Is this some mundane peasant joke that I'm too magical to understand?
Dinsby will lean close and be like, yes.
Oh, well, I'm terribly sorry. Your mounts cannot enter, please. I do not want horse rubbish and dog feces on my rugs.
Well, then I'm going to have to politely decline your hospitality, since I need to keep an eye on Prancy Feet.
Oh, what a shame. Well, all the same, I do have an offer for you. I can sense the magical energies coming off of you. You and the other short one there.
Hello?
You're a bard, aren't you?
Nice boulder over there. I like that boulder.
Does he say the word with disdain? Like...
Yeah. Clog, when you say that, Dandy, you'd be like, boulder. Clog like boulder. He's like, oh my god, never mind. Yes, you stay out here. You, a young spellcaster. and he flicks his wrist with a flourish because he's extra. In his hand appears a spellbook. He says, if you don't mind entertaining me for a moment, I'll give you the spellbook. It's a copy of one of my spellbooks. All you have to do is answer 3 riddles.
Jinsbeet will at first be very excited when he flicks the spellbook out and be like, ooh, spellbook. And then when he goes on to say, I need to answer riddles, my face will kind of fall.
I travel with this one. And he points to Clog, who is trying to actively look for a boulder or some large rock. And he says, as you can imagine, our conversations are not very intellectual.
I can imagine.
I do enjoy riddles. If you could answer them, it would please me. Make for a nice passing of the night.
Well, I mean, you've been very hospitable thus far, and, you know, I like a good intellectual conversation as well, so I'll give it my best go.
Any of you can answer these riddles, by the way.
Yeah, Zen will come sit next to Densbeet.
He'll wave his arms in a flourish again, and then he goes, presents a 1 with his hand, and he'll say, Riddle 1! I bear the weight of sparks, but do not catch a light. I feel the blow of blades and hammers, but back I do not fight. Of swords and axes I am made the same, but I bear no bladed edge. The arms of steel I create are forged upon my head.
Anvil.
Dandy's already chuckling because he got it like at the very beginning.
He goes, ha-ha! Excellent! Clog is, he looks thoroughly confused. Like, he stops to listen for a minute. 1,000-yard stares, Clog still trying to catch up. And then with another flourish of arm swings and flapping robes, he presents 2 fingers. He says, Riddle 2! With no tongue I lick, no fingers I flick, with no ideas I spark, with no bridge I arc, with no life I breathe, with
fire.
No... I said, hot damn! You are a smart one. I like you. He presents Riddle 3 with 3 fingers. A crystal ball, the pickpocket's plight, and a fleshy prison suspended. Stronger in day, weaker at night. Upon this, my power depended.
Jinsbeet will say, can you repeat that one just a little bit more slowly, please?
Of course! A crystal ball, the pickpocket's plight, in a fleshy prison suspended, stronger in day, weaker at night. Upon this, my power depended.
No, this one's flummoxing Nicole. Jasper? Zach?
A soul?
Silence, Bard.
Dandy's gonna start sneaking off to go through his shit.
Dandy, you're sneaking off?
Yeah, I'm wasn't joking. I'm gonna start rifling through his stuff.
Roll me a stealth check.
30-20.
Okay. Roll me a... So, there's his house. The door is currently open. He hasn't entered. And the door is open. There's also his horses. His and Clog's. Apparently, Clog is also carrying magical gear. It says Clog was the one that was carrying the door.
Okay.
What are you checking?
I'm going to go over to the horses.
Which horse?
I'll go over to Clog's.
Okay.
Jinsbeet's going to say, okay, I have 2 guesses. First would be an eye.
Success!
Okay. My next guess was going to be testicles, so.
No, it was an eye. You are correct. Excellent. He will hand you the book. He says, enjoy.
Dinsby goes like, ooh, and start opening and flipping through.
I have the link here. I'm going to copy it and put it in the Zoom chat. There's also an extra spell that's not on here. It's a homebrew spell that I stole, I stole off of Twitter and turned it into a usable spell in D&D. So on top of what's in that book, you also get the spell Summon Summoners. Dandy, sorry, you're fucking around. Roll me an investigation check. I did roll to see if Clog noticed you since you're around his horse, but Clog is still too busy looking for rocks. I rolled a 4 for perception.
That's actually what I was hoping for. He was busy doing that.
Yeah, you do find something. So I'll say there is a bag of holding that is hanging off, and that's what the door came from. You don't know what's in the bag? But do you take the whole bag, or do you just stick your arm in and start rifling?
Can I do it with the sleight of hand? So that way it doesn't look like I'm actually spending too much time over there? Because I don't know if the wizard's looking at me.
Try to use sleight of hand, sure. What are you doing, though? Which one?
I wanted to take the bag.
You're taking the whole bag?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, sleight of hand.
That is a 16.
You think you haven't been seen. Tim is very excitable about having an intellectual with him.
I tie it right beside my bag of safe places.
Okay. What, you don't want to put it inside your bag of safe places?
Nope. And I'll start looking through some of the other bags on the other horse.
As you're doing that, Tim will look to you and says, Bard, do you have stories for us tonight? That is your purpose, is it not?
I got a story for you, buddy. I go ahead and I happily come over to him. I'll stop what I'm doing.
Okay. So you guys make up camp and get ready for the night. And for the most part, he and Clog will stay outdoors with you guys. But eventually when they do retire, they go into the magic door and close it. What is the story that you read to him, Dandy?
Did I finish beard around my neck? Or?
Oh,
I would say not. So you're continuing the beard around my neck?
Oh, yeah.
With your passive insights, you can tell he is disgusted, but at the same time, intrigued. It's like, by the end of the night, he's like, what a vulgar story. Who is the author?
Doesn't have who created the content.
Okay.
Otherwise, I'd say creator.
I think it was a progressive orphan on Reddit. So,
to the creator of Dwarven Erotica series, thank you.
Progressive orphan. I've never heard of such a name. That sounds horrible. Why would you name as a child that?
Parents were a prophet.
Yeah. He will contemplate on this as he goes to bed.
Contemplate in quotes.
Yeah. Clog, come along. We have things to discuss. So you guys are doing your watches, same watches as before, not the last watch. So Zenizari, Dinsby, and then Dandy in the morning.
That works.
Sure.
Two perception checks. So Zenizari, let's start with you. Your watch goes by fairly uneventful. I'm assuming every watch from here on out, you're constantly going pss, 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 to Ezric, trying to get Ezric's attention.
I know, I'm actually more intrigued in this duck sword I have.
Okay.
Kind of want to summon ducks.
I was going to say, are you doing anything particular then for your watch?
Well, in the description, it says I summon ducks. It doesn't say they're aggressive or anything. It just says ducks.
Find out when you summon them.
I think Zen's going to try to summon some ducks and see what happens.
Okay. So you use your sword.
Yes. I have Mr. Goose on my lap, and I'm like, you want some friends?
So tell me how you summon the ducks with the sword. Is it like a wand flick? Like, how do you...
Zen will do like a like when you dub somebody a knight. So I'll do one shoulder, I'm just doing it in the air. I'll do one shoulder to the other shoulder, and then the duck will appear, and I'll just keep going until it stops summoning ducks. And I'm only going to use one charge, so however many I summon with the charge.
Okay, so let's roll here and see how many ducks you get.
Six.
Six ducks appear. As you get to your sixth duck, there is quite the commotion to your left, because I'm assuming you're going from left to right as you're summoning them.
Yeah.
You get all the way to the right to the sixth one, and then another duck doesn't appear, and you're like, okay, that's it. And then you hear a duck squawk, like a terrified duck squawk, and a bunch of thrashing. You look over real quick, and Blitzwing has killed one of the ducks. And he's trying to drag it away by its neck.
Zen is extremely upset.
Save versus calm emotions as Blitzwing tries to calm you.
Shh, it's okay.
What save do I need to... Hold on, I gotta look at my notes.
What's the DC save for Blitzwing?
Sorry. Dying. Imagining my tiny dragon doing this.
Okay, so it's just a normal roll. It doesn't tell me if it's con or anything.
12. DC 12.
Hold on, I'm looking up a spell. It's a charisma saving throw, DC 12.
Okay. Well, I rolled a 12, and my wisdom, the plus 3, so 15.
So it has no effects. You see Blitzwing, like, make eye contact with you, and you can feel the magical energy kind of, like, lightly wash over you. It's like, and, like, you try to, like, pull the duck away.
I will go to grab Blitzwing.
roll a grappling check.
And Blitzwing, come here, little shit.
Roll a athletics or acrobatics check.
23.
So even with a plus 2, he got a 21.
Okay. So yeah, you grab Blitzwing. Thrashing.
You're very small in my hand. You're not going to do anything. I'm just mad. I'm holding it, and I walk over to Dandy, and I'll wake him up very aggressively.
You're woken up with a boot.
Yeah, just kick him. I'm like, give me your bag of safe places, please.
No.
Yes.
I see that you're holding Blitzwing, and I'm like, absolutely Blitzwing's not.
Actively trying to get free.
Put down my dragon.
No, he killed my duck.
Mr. Moose?
No, my other duck. And you see there's like a horde of ducks behind me, and that one of them's dead as two of them are mourning it.
They're mourning it as much as ducks do. They're just normal ducks.
I'm confused. I'm tired. Just give me the dragon.
I throw the dragon at him. Not to hurt the dragon, but like just toss it at him. I'm sure Blitzwing will figure it out and start flying. I'll just look at Blitzwing. I'm like, don't kill my pets. And then I walk away.
Dandy Blitzwing has blood all over his mouth again.
You're a little carnivore, aren't you?
I'll go back to where I was, and I'll pick up the dead duck, and I'll go throw it at Dandy, and then sit down and mess with all my ducks.
Zenizari, roll me a perception check.
22.
You notice out of the corner of your eye as you toss the dead duck over to Dandy. There's two very small, beady eyes that are just watching you from on Dinsbeat's side as Ezric just stares at you. Not moving.
I'll call Fireclaw over and pet Fireclaw nicely and then put him on Mr. Moose and just stare back at the other one and then shrug. It probably doesn't like me regardless, since I was a big bird at first.
Ezric spends the rest of the night eyeballing you and staring at you. He doesn't break eye contact.
I just started ignoring him after I noticed the first time. Right. I'm just messing with my ducks and having fun.
Okay. Dinsby, eventually you're woken up to the squawks of ducks.
Yeah, I was going to say, as the ducks are squawking in terror when one of them gets killed, and Zen's booting Dandy, and I rolled a con check to see if I woke up, and I did.
Okay.
I'll kind of sleepily say, oh, sorry, DM, is there a deity of magic? Is there a Mistra in Epia?
Who's Mistra?
So I'll kind of sit up and go, what in the name of Mistra is going on here?
Don't worry about it. You still have a couple hours of sleep. Just lost a duck tonight.
Lost a duck? What? I'll look around.
Dandy's dragon killed one of my ducks.
No.
Now your dragon doesn't like me.
I'll look at Ezric.
Staring daggers at Cemisery.
I will telepathically ask Ezric what's wrong.
Shape-changing predator. Don't trust it. Tried to kill my brother. I watched it do it.
I will telepathically calm Ezric and tell him that although this one is chaotic, it is a friend.
Say so.
I don't fault you for being wary.
I worry for my brother Fireclaw.
Dinsby will look around to see where Fireclaw is.
The Fireclaw is in Zenizer's lab.
Sleeping on Mr. Moose.
Zenizeri has claimed Fireclaw as her own and has never tried to hurt Fireclaw ever.
Just kind of snorts a little bit. You smell the aroma of black tea after he snorts. But he doesn't say anymore. He lets it drop.
That's fine.
Eventually it becomes Dinsby's watch. Dinsby, roll me a perception check.
Perception? Nope. I am absorbed in my new spellbook.
You are. This new spellbook, so you won't have to roll to learn anything. You only got to learn or make a roll when you're trying to learn from a scroll, because you only have one chance at it.
Mm-hmm.
So learning the spellbook, it just takes some time. You still have to go over it. Because every magic user does magic differently with different somatic components, maybe different verbal components. So you just gotta see how exactly Tim casts his spells.
Right.
You spend the night doing that, and you get kind of a rhythm on how he does it.
Everything is done with a flourish, I take it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Tim's extra.
Extra.
So your night goes and comes, and as far as you know, nothing happens.
Good. Nice and quiet.
It gets about the time when you need to wake Dandy.
Wake him up.
Hey.
None of us got very good sleep last night.
No, Zen's particularly aggressive.
Yeah, what happened?
Ducks and things.
That explains it all.
Dandy, roll me a perception check.
That is a nat 20.
So as you're saying this, you guys are changing hands, getting ready to, you know, take your shift, and Dinsby's going to go do sleep time. Blitzwing is creeping in the grass. Like, as low as he can, he's trying to get as close as he can to the ducks. Trying to sneak over there.
Do those ducks not fade away after a certain amount of time?
They don't, right, Zen?
No, all it says is that it summons a D6 worth of ducks. That's it.
Yeah, so the ducks are in existence.
Okay, they're just real ducks that are now there, and they're there for however long ducks are there. Okay.
Until something eats them. Speaking of which, here's Blitzwing on his belly, army crawling over to him. You did this.
No, I didn't.
You gave him the taste of blood.
Yep.
And I whisper, Blitzwing. Blitz. Get over here.
He looks back at you, like, shocked that he is caught. And he gets up and he tromps over to you. But instead of coming to you, he tromps over to the dead duck that was already there. And you see, while you're sleeping, he has been munching on it. So he goes back to continuing eating the duck.
Nom, 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 nom.
But the rest of the watch, nothing really happens. Nothing adverse.
Are those mounts still there? Because he said they were magically summoned.
Yeah, they're still there. Do you continue reading your book?
Yes.
Okay. Read more Tales of the Beard and the Anvil?
Yes, I'm going to try and finish it.
Okay. So, as you read this out loud and finish up your watch, daybreak comes and you get the anticlimactic end.
Yep. Close up the book. Well, that's just depressing all around.
And that's we'll stop tonight's episode. Making a killer out of a vegetable and bug-eating creature.
I'm surprised he was big enough to, like, actually kill the deer.
I'm imagining, like, he was just diving so fast, he just went straight through, like, the deer's carotid artery or something.
Yeah, I was imagining, like, it clamped on, but that's a fair point. His mouth wouldn't have been big enough to clamp a hold. But yeah, it just went through its throat.
He turned it to a bullet and killed it.
Dragon bullet.
Ah, hello there, my esteemed colleagues. Please ignore my traveling companion. He is a little brutish and has a strange thirst for stone. Anyhow, thank you immensely for listening. Follow us on your various social medias, rate us, review us, and please stay tuned for a special behind the scenes epi coming out August 31st. Voices you heard tonight were as follows: Dinsby by Nicole, Zenizari by Jasper, Dandelion by Zachary Spangler, and our DM running the show was Tony Spangler. Farewell, friends.